I want to talk to you this morning, and I'm probably not going to get through all this week, but because I think this is one of the most important things after salvation that you will be able to function in your gifts and talents. Now, we're going to be talking about gifts and talents, right? Mastering the spiritual gifts and all that. We've already started that. Yeah, it's fine. So, with that said, somebody tell me who was here last week, what we talked about.
The difference between the gift of the Holy Spirit and a gift and spiritual gifts.
Okay, very good. Now, what's the gift of the Holy Spirit and spiritual gifts? What are they? Anybody remember?
Natural gifts of like hereditary or like, that's what you said, and then spiritual gifts are given by God through the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Very good. And the two are two different things. We got to always remember that, right? We got to remember what's Holy Spirit is what? That's the gift. He is the gift, okay? Now, the gifts of the Holy Spirit is a different thing. We got to always, people get mixed up with that, all right? And so that leads us into what we're going to start talking about this week and next week about the Holy Spirit and about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And this is real uncomfortable for a lot of people sometimes, because when you start talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, a lot of people, what is the first thing that somebody in here relates to when they say, excuse me, huh? Say it again.
Speaking in tongues,
okay.
That's the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay. What else? Anybody else? What did you say, Nick? It's okay.
I said he's going to drown me.
He's going to drown you? Okay. Well, I hope so. Yeah, let me just comment on that. Yeah. I hope he does.
Yep, I
want to
be drowning.
Because, see, here's the thing. We got it all wrong. It's not about baptism of water. And we talked last week about two different things, right? Now, there's two different baptisms, okay? I'm going to get into that. I want to teach you the difference. I want you to understand there's a difference here than baptism of water and baptism of the Spirit, okay? Now, some of you, first thing, most people, speaking in tongues, ooh. And really, that scares people to death, all right? What is speaking in tongues?
It doesn't really scare me, but I think it's deep.
It's real
deep.
Okay. Right. You know why it's real deep most of the time? Because people really don't understand it. They don't. It's scary to people.
Like a cult to me, almost.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for being honest.
Yes.
Very good. But can I tell you, speaking in tongues is not what we're talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
It's two different things.
It's another gift of the Holy Spirit. You get me? The Holy Spirit is different. Now we've got to remember, He is one of the triune of the Trinity, right? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He. Not it or anything. Now, we use it a lot, and that's okay, you know, it, whatever. But it's really an entity, a person of the triune being of God.
Yeah.
So when you start thinking about Him that way, does that change things? Does it change things? Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's not it. An it is something you can really choose. Come on. Right? Choose it or what or not. But Him, okay, Him, make it personal. He wants it to be personal in every one of our lives. So, man, I got so much, so we're going to have to break this up in 2 weeks. But we're going to be over in Acts, the book of Acts. Who wrote the book of Acts? Somebody. Nope.
John?
Nope.
I have no idea.
Keep quoting. You'll get him.
Paul?
No, he's not an apostle or a disciple.
No, Luke.
Luke.
Okay.
That's good. Luke. Anybody know who else Luke, something else Luke did?
Luke was a doctor.
That's right.
Luke was a physical doctor.
And he wrote one of the Gospels, the Gospel of Luke. Okay?
Right.
So he wrote two of the books. And so we're going to start off in one and go through eight. I've got eight up here. That's where we're going to be focused on first. But before I do, this morning the Lord spoke to me about something. And it goes, again, right along what kind of the flow of things. One of the things that I believe that that the body of Christ are Christians, one word comes out that is one of the hardest things for us, and the older we get, even harder. Can somebody give me a word they can think of that for you or maybe has been one of the hardest things to do with or for God, with God? What?
Control.
Yes, okay. Self-discipline.
Yeah.
Somebody said trust. Mm-hmm. That's the word I was looking for. Why trust?
We don't understand it in the first place.
Ooh,
very good. Why don't we understand it? Because pastors, teachers are failing you guys. The body of Christ is failing because there's not enough men with backbone or women of God, teachers of God, that will stand up and tell you the uncompromised truth of this word. And that every word, every book in here is for what?
Today.
Today as much as it was for tomorrow, and it will be forevermore. We don't deal with healings. We don't deal with speaking in tongues. We don't want to go into these places, prophecies and people speaking out and prophesying. Why? Back to where we started. It takes us out of our comfort zone. We don't want to go into a place of worship and trust God most of the time because what is Sally going to say about me if I get doing this right here, moving a little bit, clapping a hand, shouting? I'm going to tell you what, there's freedom in the Holy Ghost. There's freedom in the power that God wants us to have. And there's no freedom in the body of Christ these days. Everybody's all this cookie cutter kind of church. And I'm going to tell you, God didn't send me here right now in this time, whether at this church or if it's on the street, to be some man of God that's not going to be honest with you and tell you there is a baptism of the Holy Ghost. There is a power from on high, something supernatural for every believer.
Yes.
And no denomination, no religious cult, no one else has a standard on God.
Yes.
He is outside of the box. He wants you to be outside of the box.
That's right.
He wants you to grab hold of what it means to be walk in the power.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about that power. You see, I get passionate when I get talking about Him, when I get talking about Jesus, when I get talking about the Father, and when I get talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because it's real. I can tell you, I grew up in a denomination, and I'm not going to say it out loud. It doesn't matter what I grew up in, but I grew up in the cookie cutter kind of church where you did this and you did this and you did this and you can go to the altar and you can pray. But I want to tell you, they were lacking. They didn't understand. And when I come to the understanding of what it means to be born again and changed by the power of God, it changed my life. You see, I was one of these who was, I guess you'd call me one of Satan's generals, I guess, because I lived for me. I lived for the enemy most of the time. And I learned just like a con artist how to con people, how to do things my way, get what I wanted. Love was the giving of myself for the benefit of myself. It was nowhere near what we discussed earlier about others and about God. You see, it was until I had an encounter, when I come to an understanding what it meant to be filled with something I'd never been filled with before. Okay? Yes, I believed. Jesus himself said that that wasn't enough, though. He said, only believe, but he went on and he started talking about there's more. He told his disciples, there's more. He said, greater things shall you see because I go to the Father.
That's
now, we're
right.
going to get into that. It's going to break every denominational thought in your mind. If you grew up in a denomination, you grew up in someone telling you, or grandmother, or grandpa, or whatever, in the traditions of man, okay? So I don't want you to get spooky about this whole thing. I want you to get excited about there's more. Can you be open?
Yes.
Look at your neighbor and say, there's more.
There's more.
Look at your other neighbor and say, there's more, and I want it.
And I want it.
Oh, I want it all. That's the way I was. I knew I had to have more. Because, listen, I was bad. I was a bad heathen. I knew. I had to have more. I couldn't go to a church that I'd heard about, okay, that Pentecostal thing. I'd heard about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and all these things, and I was no different than some of you in here, okay? But you know the difference, what it was with me? I decided, you know what? I never really knew about this, but I couldn't even understand this word. Until I got born again, just like Nicodemus, I was that person. Wait, you mean you have to be born again? You have to go back in your mother? I was that same mindset that Jesus was trying to say, you can't even see the kingdom of God. You can't understand this word unless you become born again. How many know what I'm talking about? Anybody have the thus thousand these that run them over back in the day? Wow. That's 1611. I ain't knocking the King James, okay? Don't get me wrong. I still got one that's that thick and read it ever so often. But there's more. There's, if you can't understand the Word of God, you know, what good is it? Do you live, anybody ever hear from England? No?
Jackie is.
Okay, well. She don't speak, though, in dust thou and thee, does she? So that don't make sense to an old country boy like me. So I was like, I had to break some traditional stuff that was ingrained in me when I was young, okay? I'm just where I'm going with this. So how many will be open today to receive from God? I want you to be open and honest. It's okay if you're on the fence right now, okay? Just hang on. Hang on, because everybody has to decide for themselves about this. And you will receive it or you won't receive it. Book of Acts. Going back, I'm sorry, I got off track. I got to preach in there. I wasn't going to preach. This morning, that word trust come up. And I remembered, there was this dollar sitting there, and I remembered it says, anybody know what it says on the dollar?
In God you trust.
Isn't that ironic, or what is another word?
Yeah,
about?
Ironic.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic, isn't it? Do you see in God we trust in the world today?
Yeah.
No.
In America? Huh?
No. Well, Georgia license plate.
Yeah. Or on the back of our currency. And I got looking, well, it's on this one, 5, 10, 20. I didn't have 100 to look on it. I think it's on it too, right? Anybody got 100? Is it in God we trust? Oh, y'all put it in offering. Okay, praise God. Glory. All right. So, Lord spoke to my heart. In God, do you really trust in God? And this is the great example, right, of a dollar, you know, because this is one of the things that we cherish the most.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
Give you a dollar ready, Joe. The things we will do for this.
That's right. That's right.
Come on.
Come on.
That'd preach on its own. The things we will do for the Almighty dollar. What about the Almighty God?
Yeah.
What about the things and the purpose for, that God has called you to do?
That's right.
What's the cost? Oh, what is the cost of disciple? Jesus didn't put a great big old 20-page list for his disciples, did he?
No.
What did he tell them? Somebody. What did he tell them to do?
Follow him.
No, at the end, before he was fixing to go do his things.
Oh, go make disciples?
Go, baptizing them. And
then the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And
make disciples.
Two things. The baptism he's talking about is what? Salvation baptism. Water. But then he went on, he told them later on, and I'm going to get ahead of myself. But listen, I want you to understand this morning that can you trust God for all of it? Most won't. Most never will. They'd rather find another church. Oh, he's speaking. Somebody stood up and gave a prophetic word the other day, and it steered me to another church. Are they speaking tongues over there? And I'm like, well, I'm out of there. That's a cult.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, that's too much for me. I ain't ready for that.
Divided my marriage.
Say just what if this morning. What if the God that created everything of this universe has something special for everyone in this room?
That's right.
Outside of what Grandma told you, Grandpa told you, the denomination down the road will tell you. What if you can tap in to that very power from on high?
Yes.
It's supernatural. It's,
yes.
It's an ability that no man can understand.
Yes.
There's more.
Good. Yes.
I'm telling you. Look at your neighbor again and say, there's more.
There's more.
Let's read a little bit about what Luke says here in the introduction. I'm going to be an 8 right there. Now I got 10 minutes, so I'm going to have to, I ain't even in the first page yet.
You're preaching good though, baby.
Yeah. The first account I composed, Theophilus, if that is.
Theophilus.
Yeah, I was close. Theophilus.
Very close.
About all that Jesus began to do and teach. I looked up that Theophilus. Anybody know who he was? Nobody really knows, but anyway, that's another lesson. Until the day when he was taken up. After he had by the Holy Spirit given orders to the apostles whom he had chosen. Now, who's he talking about?
Well, he's capitalized. He's talking about God.
Says Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Jesus. First account I composed up was about all that who Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up after he had by the Holy Spirit given orders to the apostles whom he had chosen. Wow. Bringing Jesus into this whole thing on the Holy Spirit. To these he has presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God. Man, I could just stop right there and just go with this thing. What is he talking about here? 40 days.
Wasn't that when Jesus was in the desert for 40 days?
No, this is a whole other incident.
This is after he was raised
from the dead. You see, right here even, God, he wasn't through with trying to convince mankind that this man called Jesus was the Son of God and that there is more. Okay, now hold those thoughts. 40 days.
Hearing in the Holy Ghost. As a man, there's heaven over here, over there. It's a power from on high. For a purpose.
He wanted to prove to him, to his disciples even, because they were still the doubting Thomas.
Right.
They were still like, what do we do now?
Yep, go back fishing.
And Peter did that. He went back fishing. The story of he went back fishing. That's a whole other sermon. But the fact is, he loves each and every one of you so much that he wanted to prove himself. He, right here is the starting point of Christianity in the fact of the church and everything else. So, is the Holy Spirit important? Absolutely. So anyway, 40 days. And now, speaking of things concerning what? The world? No, the kingdom. The kingdom of God. See, this is all about the kingdom of God. He didn't come back and tell them how to live their life on earth, did he? That wasn't what he was trying to point them towards. Kingdom purpose. Kingdom purpose for all humanity. It was so important. He stayed 40 days. Now, first before that, after he rose from the grave, was the first thing he did. Whew, I'll get to preaching for sure. He went to the, where?
Hell.
He went to hell itself. And what happened? That's right. He took the key, the death, hell, and the sting of death, and he bound the enemy, the Satan, and is bound and where he is bound today, and he took them. And he says, now I have the keys to the kingdom. I have the keys. And then he come back to his disciples, and this is the 40-day period, okay? Are y'all clear on that now? Very good. So, and after gathering them together, he commanded. Now, this had to be a little bit eerie, right? You seen a man die. Yeah. He was in a tomb. He disappeared. Mm-hmm. So what would be the first thought, somebody?
Zombie.
Zombie apocalypse. Yeah, that's the whole thing these days, isn't it? Uh-huh. Write a movie about that one. All right, so it'd be a little bit confusing, wouldn't it? It'd be a little bit eerie, all right? He commanded them. Now, listen, I saw this in reading just this morning. He commanded them. Jesus didn't ever command them, did he? Did he ever command his disciples? I don't remember him commanding them.
He said, requested.
Take up your cross and follow me.
Well,
he gave them the choice to do that. Now, right here, this is so important. He is making a commandment to them. Now, listen to what he says in Jerusalem, but to wait for, there's one that's hard, isn't it? Especially for somebody like me, a man of all kind of patience. So, commanded them to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised.
Do not leave Jerusalem.
Excuse me, do not leave Jerusalem. But what the Father had promised, why did he say do not leave Jerusalem? Because what?
The holy place.
Huh?
The holy place.
It's the holy place, but this is where Jesus wanted them to all stay. All right? Because they get scattered out very easily, go back fishing, go all these other places. He wanted them to stay together. Keep that in mind. It's important.
Yes.
One mind and one accord. It's where the church is designed to be around. You got to remember that. He wants us together. So he said what the Father had promised. Not what he had promised, but what the Father had promised, which he said, you heard of me. Now, this is red letters, which he said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. And so when they had come together, they were asking him, saying, Lord, is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times which the Father has fixed by his own authority. Excuse me. But you shall receive what?
Power
when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to stop there. Look at that word power. Anybody know Whoa, that's small writing. Okay. Anybody know what that word means in the original language? Besides
strength.
Strength?
I know what it means just because y'all said it.
Let's okay, go say it. That's why I want you to speak it.
Dunamis. Yes.
Dunamis, which means what?
Dynamite. Now that's...
It's the same word that we use in the English now as dynamite.
Okay.
You shall receive dynamite. Who said that? Fred Sanford?
No.
No, which one of them? Which one?
Jefferson.
No, no.
Good time. Boy, we're showing some age now, don't we? Look out now. All right, I got 3 minutes. I got to go. Dynamite. Anybody want any dunamis?
Yes.
I want it all. Keep thinking that. I want it all. He says, you shall receive power. Now, going back, he told his disciples this one thing, and we're going to go in deeper. But you have to go and wait for it. Most people don't want to wait for it.
Come on.
They're like the Bon Jovi song. I want it all. Ain't that Bon Jovi? It's an old rock song. I want it all. Whatever. I want it all. I want it, but I want it now. Why do you think he said to wait for it?
So it will be of him and his timing, and our hearts will be prepared.
Ooh.
Very good. Anybody else?
So we have to have faith.
Ooh, that's good.
So what if we already have faith, though?
His will, not ours.
You have more faith, right?
Good. His will,
not ours.
How do you show a, represent power in somebody's life anyway? You know, we like to think of it as all at once, pow, flash, done. But, I mean, when you're really showing power, you know, over somebody's life.
Mm-hmm.
Was he testing their patience? Ooh, they truly believe. That's good, too.
Very good. Could be.
His faith in us as well.
Very good. Could be.
About God's omnipotence and His order and how He's just planned it from the beginning, and He's known you from the beginning when you were conceived, and He knows that time, and you have to wait for that time.
That's good.
Look at their response in 6. So, what it said there, and so when they had come together, what was the first thing to do? They asked Him, Lord, is it what? At this time, you're restoring the kingdom of Israel?
They were still thinking he was going to be a king.
Exactly. They are still looking for what?
An earthly king.
Messiah. Well, earthly king. In their minds, I know, but they are still in doubt that he was, in a way, still the king of kings and lord of lords. They're still looking, you see, in the past. He said, no, this isn't the baptism like John. This is the baptism that who will give you?
The Holy Spirit.
I got to stop. Man, anybody enjoying this? This is some good stuff. Now, I'm telling you, I want you to come next week and be prepared. We're going to pick this up right off. And I got a lot to go into, but the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a gateway to all these spiritual gifts that we're going to be talking about. He is the way, the truth, to these gifts. He is the, it's like Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and He's the only way to get to the Father. The Holy Spirit, He is the way right now.
Yes.
How many need the power right now?
Yes.
Okay, we're not talking eternal. It is kingdom purpose, but yet there is things right now that you're living in your life that you need this. There's days that if I didn't have that empowerment, the dunamis, that I couldn't get out of bed.
Mom.
Somebody know what I'm talking about. Depression, anxiety, fears, all these things of the world will overcome you. But in Jesus' name and through the power of the Holy Spirit, you are overcomers.
That's right.
You've got to just get it right here that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And it's not something that just comes like that. Yeah, The baptism comes in an immersion of Him, but yet it's something that'll be a continual thing in your life. And day-to-day victories in our life that we'll be tapping into on a regular basis. How many have problems praying? Struggle. Because you ain't tapped in. Dunamis. When you got the power, got the power. Y'all know that song. What does it do to you? Like what we taught this morning. Right? Don't you start getting it? That song's used all over. You know, Rocky and all of them. Wasn't it in Rocky?
Eye of the Tiger.
I'm sorry, same thing. Y'all know what I'm talking about. That got the power thing, right? I don't know. I just do praise and worship now. Okay, I got to stop. Hey, come next week, all right? Don't lay out. All right? Tell the ones that laid out this week, you got to come. Boy, you missed it. Rub it in a little on. Nah. Just tell them, oh, bring notes, because I got tons of scripture. I don't want you to believe my word on any of this. I want you to believe His word. Okay? So that when you hear about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it ain't going to be nothing spooky. It ain't going to be nothing. It's going to be, whoa, yeah, I want to get in on that. Joe, you want to get in on it a little bit? Power. Okay. Anybody quick questions before we close? Y'all better be ready. I'm telling you. I'm ready to see you receive it. I'm ready to see you get filled with it.
Can I check
and
something?
Oh, okay, got 1 minute.
Oh, no, just a quick thing based on what you just said. A couple, month and a half or 2 months ago, when y'all were praying as we up there, and one of the things I walked out, and I've been talking to God a lot. I mean, He is with me 24/7, mm-hmm. more than He has ever been in my life now. And I said, I don't know how much I can do, Lord, because I'm trying to figure this all out. You know that I'm just like, I don't understand. But I know I will get myself to church, and I know I will get myself to CR. I know that every morning I will start with thanking You for opening up my eyes, and I know that I will work really hard. But You're going to have to show me, because I don't even know how to fix this mess on it. I turned it over to Him,
mm-hmm.
and a peace fell on
mm-hmm.
me that I have not had any time in my life. And, you know, I did it. I mean, there's days where I barely made it here, but I was like, oh, you got to get yourself out of bed. There's
mm-hmm.
days where I was hurting, and I didn't want to get out of bed. And I was like, You promised God that that's what You'll do. You have to do your share.
Very
and
good.
You know one of the things I asked for? I said, God, I'm the person who I've been reading the Bible, and I mean, this is the first time I've read it in English, because I didn't grow up with it in English. And there's a lot of those I was like, oh my gosh, I'm making this. I was like, I need a class. Can you sort of walk me through this
mm-hmm.
a little bit? Boom. Y'all start a class. And
very
I was like,
good.
This is exactly what I need. Now I need to learn.
Praise God.
He is taken off the list. And let me tell you, when it starts to work, it can be a little scary when stuff is happening good. Because
mm-hmm.
you're so used to expecting the bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, wait a minute. Now you're taking off the list. And that means, yeah, I said I was going to be living my life for You. That my life is however You chose for me to be, to send to the world who You are. But now I'm going to have to step it up and
mm-hmm.
do it.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, yeah. It is. Again, going back where we started. Take it. Trust me, I know that one. I prayed one time at a men's conference, Lord, strip Ronnie Haynes naked of anything that's not of God.
Mm-hmm.
And a pastor was behind me praying over me, laying hands on me. I felt his hand leave. He's like, later on, I said, what? He said, I can't believe you prayed that. But I'm serious, you know. I really. But you know what? I went through hell about 10 years. So, you know, don't take that and get scared, but yet the power and the things that God did through even my struggles, through everything in my life, I wouldn't trade it for nothing. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I don't want you to get like, whoa, he's preaching on that over there. I ain't coming in on that now, right now. I just ain't ready for that. Listen, you are ready. If you're born again, you need it right away. I'll share this real quick, and then we'll close in prayer. My grandmother, she raised Baptist church teacher, 50-something years there and everything. Well, she after my conversion, sent some guys over I knew from a church she was going to, and they come over, and, you know, they was going to try to get me to church because I wasn't going to church. She was concerned that it was a few weeks after my conversion I wasn't going to church, you know. And I love her dad, bless her. She's at home with the Lord now, and I miss her every day. But, you know, they come in, and I remember them coming, and they were inviting me to come to church. And when they come in, I had my Bible there, and I was sitting there reading the Bible, and I started sharing with them. They looked at each other, and they were like, well, I think our job's done here, you know. They realized that. I said, listen, I love y'all, but I can't go there. Okay, because God is showing me way more about this whole thing about Christianity. And I looked down and said, y'all know where I was before, just a month ago. You know, God wants to take me somewhere else. I said, I can't live in that dead religion. Don't get me wrong, don't be offended. You come to my house, I'm going to tell you, the honest truth is I need it all. I need everything, and I'm just open enough that to realize that what I knew from church before wasn't enough for this old boy.
Mm-hmm.
I needed way more than what I saw in church and religion.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, you're in a right place right now. I believe that with all my heart. Just a couple of quick things that we're going to be talking about, more on the baptism, the power, the baptism of the Holy Spirit gives the believer the ability to speak with boldness. Anybody need some boldness? The role of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer, we're going to go in that. Every born-again believer has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Everyone in here, if you're born again, has that indwelling. But there's a lot of Christians who are walking around powerless. Why? Because they don't know anything about this, what I'm going to be teaching and ministering on. Baptism of the Holy Spirit in different experiences is a different experience than salvation. We're going to talk about that. The Holy Spirit is for all believers. Now,
amen.
For all believers, it doesn't matter where you're at. Don't be thinking, well, I just ain't ready for that. I'm not. It's just like salvation. You don't clean up to come to God.
That's
you just
right.
come to God.
That's right.
It's the same thing. So baptism of the Holy Spirit means baptized into the power to serve. I mean, how to receive the baptism. We're going to talk about that. And building a good foundation. Develop a spiritual hunger and thirst. Ask the Spirit-filled believer to lay hands on you. What's all that about? You know, anybody got prayed for and they lay hands on you? We're going to talk about that, what it means. Ask in faith and expect to receive it. So those are the things we're going to talk about next week or two. Okay?
Well, can I say something? Yeah. I thought I was going to say something. You know, years ago, back when I was younger, I kept praying and praying for this guy for mine to get saved, get born again. And, I mean, I prayed so much, you know. And it was the weirdest thing was my aunt, you know, she was just standing for the Lord. I mean, she was really good. She was amazing. And she was the only one in the whole family that could get up in church and would just start shouting. You know, the Holy Spirit would come in and start shouting. And I remember the first time she died, and I remember looking at her thinking, wow, you know,
She's either crazy or she's a powerful woman.
Looking at her thinking, how did she do that?
Yeah.
Well, when that guy friend of mine got saved, let me tell you, I went to shouting.
No!
I came back to myself and I looked around and I said, I'm not doing that again. It came back in and I did it again. I said, oh, Lord.
Uh-huh.
So let me tell you, that is the best feeling.
Yes.
Because it was like something came inside of you.
Yes.
And cut control and you had no control.
Woo!
There it is.
Yeah, no control. And it was the best feeling.
But some people are afraid of losing control.
Uh-huh.
It will be something horrible. They'll embarrass themselves or something like that. But I'm telling you, that is great testimony.
Very good.
Because when I did it the first time, I said, when I came back to myself, I said, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
So I did it too.
Right.
So I was like, okay. And I remember on like a million back. I didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, very good. You know? Well, the reason you didn't tell anybody else about it is because the denomination you're in don't accept it.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Let's be real. My grandmother, one I was talking about, and she would let me share this if she was here today, went to a camp meeting one time and got filled with the Holy Ghost power, all right, baptized in the Spirit. Spoke in tongues, confessed it. Her and three other women from the Baptist church, local, went back and it tore the place apart. The preacher even was baptized in the Holy Ghost. But you know what happened before long? We don't want that here. Preacher had to leave. Preacher left. We don't want that here. Whoa, no, no, no. We don't do that. We don't do these things. What does that tell you? It tells you the enemy does not want this. He does not want you to understand what it means to be that free, to live a life with that much power, where you can face the enemy. You can face any obstacle in your life and say, I will not bow down. Devil, you are a liar. You speak in authority over that devil, and you cast him out. Okay? And so there is a power from on high, supernatural. I want you to tap into it, and I want you to receive it. So let me pray and get everybody out of here. Father, thank you for these men and women of God, Lord, and I pray that, Lord, your word today, from the beginning of this sermon, our beginning of this meeting, from the worship and the praise and things that make us uncomfortable, God, may we just surrender it all to you, God, and know that, God, Lord, in your presence, it is uncomfortable. But there's something excited about knowing that, God, you're with us. Not only that you're with us, you're in tune with us, God. You're here in our hearts, God. That you have our best interest at heart, Lord. You've been waiting for this for everyone in this room to tap into something, a direct line with you, God. Lord, that this is a one-on-one call with you, God. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, God, that each and every believer in this room, Lord, is going to find their gifts, their talents, their ministries. God, that one thing that's going to change their life by faith is not just only because of you, Lord Jesus, but because you love us enough to send another. And that is your the Holy Ghost power, God. And through that, we can tap into what you have for our lives. Let us be open and honest. Now, Lord, I bless everyone here today. I pray over this congregation, and I bless them, Lord, that their day would be awesome with you, that they'd rest in you today and get ready for another week of work and all the things that of life. But yet, in that same mindset, all these seeds that were planted today would be open in their minds, that God, that they can call on you at any time in their life, in any trials, tribulations, God, but we can praise you through the storms of life, and we can, Lord, be overcomers and have the victory because of you, Lord Jesus. Now, God, we thank you for that today, and it's in your name, Jesus, we pray. All God's children said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, love on somebody. Make sure before you leave.